In 1 Corinthians 12, we read, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually." We can think of all the people in this building, all of you Christians, as being part of one body, one spiritual body, with Jesus Christ as the head, or you might say the brain. As for each one of us, we are members within this body. Just as every part of your physical body serves a particular function for the welfare of the whole body, even so you and I, as different parts of the body of Christ, serve for the welfare of the entire body, for the whole church on earth. So perhaps you are the hands of the body, reaching out to support those who are in need. Perhaps you are the feet that moves the body along so that we don't sit in one place, but are ranging out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you are the eyes of the church, looking out for obstacles that lie in the pathway, looking out for false teachers and for temptations. Perhaps you are the mouth, speaking the words of God to the rest of the body. Whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever your function is, you do have a function. Since you are a Christian, you have a place in the body of Christ. You have a service to perform for the benefit of the entire body. Now, one of the reasons why you're here at ILC today, those of you who are visiting, is to find out about members of the body of Christ that are found here. And how can you, as a part of the body of Christ, benefit from the presence of these members? So here you're going to find students, teachers, members of our staff who serve as supervisors, cooks, librarian, maintenance men, administrative personnel. They're all working together, like parts of one body. As far as ILC is concerned, they're working together to help ILC function as a place where young people can come and receive an education, and not just any kind of education, but an education that has Christ as the very heart and soul of that education. Here you can learn more about your place within the body of Christ. You can learn how to be a member of the body of Christ, how to be what God wants you to be, what He created you to be. Other than our sister school in Mankato, Minnesota, I can think of no other educational institution that can give you that kind of learning. The reason is not that we are special in and of ourselves. The reason we can give something to you is because of what Christ has given to us. First of all, He gave us Himself. He came to this earth as a human being. He lived out a perfect life on our behalf. He suffered and died upon the cross for our sins. He rose again from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of His Father. And ever since that time, He has been continuing to give to us, to give us the benefits of His life and death here on earth. He gives us forgiveness of sins. He covers us with the clothing of His own righteousness. He fills us with a life that is not temporary but eternal. He creates within us faith and love and hope. He promises us an everlasting place in heaven. How does He do this? How does He give us these things? It's through His Word. The Bible is the voice of God speaking to us. It is the power of God working within us. Without that Word of God, ILC would be just like every other educational institution. It would be no different. In fact, ILC wouldn't even exist. It is the Word of God that has brought us together to form this school. It is the Word of God that has prepared men and women not only to be a part of the body of Christ, but to function as a part of the body of Christ, to serve the Lord here on this campus. It is because we have the Word of God that we're able to prepare other people, students, to serve the Lord as members of His body. The Word of God is the lifeblood that is flowing through the body, providing life and strength to every part. And every part of the body is performing its function in order to keep that lifeblood flowing. So it is that beginning with your own parents, you heard this gospel message. From your pastors, from your Christian day school teachers, your Sunday school teachers, you've been hearing this message and the lifeblood has been flowing. Other people in your churches are doing many different things to keep your churches functioning so that the gospel will continue to be proclaimed there. And if you come to ILC, you'll find that here too, the members of the body of Christ will continue to serve you with the lifeblood of the church. And after you leave, you will do your part so that the lifeblood of the gospel can be flowing to others, that they too can become a part of this body. And this kind of process is going to continue by the grace of God until that day when the whole body of Christ, past, present, and future, will be gathered together in the glorious assembly of the church triumphant. If it is your decision not to attend ILC, we trust that wherever you are in the fellowship of Christians, members of the body of Christ will be helping you so that you will grow in spirit, and you in turn will be helping them to serve the whole body in whatever way the Lord has planned for you. Let us pray. Lord of the church, fill the members of your body with such faith and love that we will joyfully serve you and your church to the glory of your name and the eternal welfare of your people. Grant this for your name's sake. Amen. We turn to hymn number 409, and we sing verse 4. Are there any announcements for the student body?